This is Daim Shabazz with Chestrum. We're outside of the Ovo Lungato in Turin, Italy. We're at the 37th Olympiad, which is in progress now. We're in the fifth round, and I have with me Ontiretsa Sabur from Botswana. She's on the women's team. And first, I'd like to ask you, how are you liking Turin, Italy so far?
Come on, again?
How are you liking the Olympiad so far?
Okay, with the Olympiad right now, let me say I'm impressed with what I'm seeing right now. But I've got a little comments. Other accommodations, I don't think it's that good. But all in all, the playing hall is very good. There's a lot of space. You know, everyone, you are free to walk wherever you can go. So far, I'm impressed anyway. Overall, I'm just impressed.
How is the Botswana team doing?
Okay, let me say not badly, because okay, first the women's team, we lost the first two games to England and Brazil, but we regained our confidence. Then we beat Chinese Taipei 2-1, and then we played against the United Arab Emirates, and then we beat them 2.5. Now this fifth round is still in progress, and I'm happy that I won my last two games, the ones I played, because right now I'm on the bench.
Oh, well, that's they're just resting you for right now. Because we still have, eight rounds,
yeah.
I believe, eight rounds left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, tell me something about Botswana chess. Are you very active in Botswana chess there?
Of course. I'm one of the most active players in Botswana. Because you can, since 2000, when I came to Spotlight, I've been active all along. But with Botswana chess, I can say boys play a lot of boys than girls. Of course there are girls, but overall internationally the girls perform better, because right now we've got a women grandmaster, we've got a FIDE master, and then we've got another rated player. And right now, as I can say, last year I was the silver medalist at the Junior African Championship. Maybe probably this year, when the ratings are released, then I'll be maybe an FM, I don't know. And here right now, when I look at the men's team, they're not necessarily performing badly anyway. They're just trying their best, but at least we still have got an FM in the men's team. Then most of them are rich players. Generally speaking, Botswana chess, I can say they are just performing just right internationally. Yeah. Because most of the tournaments, especially the continental ones, we always come up with something.
Now tell us about your sister. You have a sister who just received the Women's Grandmaster title. Do you ever receive advice from her of sorts?
Of course. She's my inspiration, because she's the one who told me that when you play in a tournament, you always find these title players. Don't just play their titles, don't play their names, just play chess, what you know on the board. Because sometimes you find that someone became a grandmaster or an international master because some of the people were not there. That's what she told me. And then she told me, just always believe in yourself. Of course, here in Africa, more especially in sub-Saharan Africa, we are always disadvantaged. We don't get this training, you know, intensely like other countries do. But she said, no, please, don't just take chess politics into your head, because believe me, you won't make it. So that's what I've been doing rightly, and I've been performing very well since then.
And unfortunately, she wasn't able to be here. But would you say this team is one of the stronger teams you all have had in recent years, Olympiad years?
Yeah, I should think so. Because, you know, they're all experienced except me, because this is my first Olympiad. And then, you know, the way they've been playing right now, they know a lot of stuff than previous Olympiads they've played. And then when I look there, the one who's playing board one, Lopang, she's the national champion, and last year she did very well in the African individual. And then Mudongo herself, she's an FM. She really has this confidence that she can play. Even the other one, Mohacha, that we're both playing, also she's not her very first Olympiad she played yet. And then I can tell you that there's a lot of improvements compared to the previous ones they participated in. So I think this is the strongest team so far.
Is this your first international tournament? Have you traveled in the Southern African region to play any?
Of course, this is not my first international tournament, because I've played the African Junior thrice. And then I've played the Reserve Bank in South Africa. But all the other tournaments were mostly local tournaments. And this is my first Olympiad.
Okay. Well, you seem to the I see you around watching the games of your team, and I know you're anxious to see how well they're doing. I don't have any other questions. Do you have anything that you'd want to say to the audience?
All I can say is that, let me say, watch out for Africa this time. Because when I look at the Egyptians team, they actually, you know, they surprised me and they won their last two games. That's all I can say. Watch out for Africa this time. Something will actually come out.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll close the interview. And I'd like to thank you and wish you the best in your next games.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum signing off.